Some more bad news for the Tokyo Olympics. Another withdrawal, this time North Korea. The country says it's worried about the number of coronavirus cases in Japan, but the decision not to go comes at a time where there are heightened political tensions between the two countries. So, as always, probably a bit more to this. Isabel Rowe is here. Good morning.
Good morning again, Hamish. Yes, North Korean officials made this call late yesterday with a post on a government website. The official line is that they won't go to the Games to protect athletes from the global health crisis caused by the coronavirus. And coronavirus is an issue in Japan. In fact, with 109 days to go until the Tokyo Olympics, there are threats of a fourth wave of cases in some prefectures. North Korea has taken a strict border closure approach to COVID and says it has no cases of the virus in its own country, something health experts have long doubted is actually true. North Korea's decision, however, is a blow for the reputation of the Games and Japan. But there are some suspicions that this isn't just about coronavirus. The country is in an ongoing political stoush with Japan that has gotten more heated in the last few months. In mid-March, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed media after a meeting with South Korean and Japanese officials, flagging a new policy to deal with North Korea.
The goals of this policy are clear. We are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea, reducing the broader threat the DPRK poses to the United States and our allies, and improving the lives of all Koreans, including the people of North Korea, who continue to suffer widespread and systematic abuses at the hands of their repressive government.
This isn't new rhetoric, but it was on the back burner for a bit in the Trump presidency when Donald Trump instead sought to connect on more of a personal level with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. President Joe Biden takes a less favourable approach to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. A few days after the US Secretary of State's comments, two ballistic missiles landed in the ocean just outside the Japanese exclusive economic zone. The Japanese Prime Minister, Yoshihide Suga, wasn't happy. He released a statement saying that the launches posed a threat to the security and peace in the region, and he'd be discussing this with the United States. And just overnight, Japan has extended its own sanctions against North Korea for another 2 years. Those sanctions ban all trade and flights between the countries. The fallout from North Korea's decision not to go to the Tokyo Olympics also affects its southern neighbour, South Korea. There were hopes from South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in, that the Games could be a catalyst for progress between both Koreas. More recently, for the Olympics at least, North Korea and South Korea have marched under the same banner, just Korea, something that happened for the first time at the Sydney 2000 Games.
And next will be Korea. Two athletes holding one flag. North and South marching together.
The fact that North and South Korea came into the stadium marching together, well, they're doing it again here in Athens.
Korea!
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 In 2018, it was even more significant. North Korea sent 22 athletes to the Winter Olympics in South Korea, along with government officials, journalists, and a 230-member cheering group, which if you haven't seen, I suggest you look them up. Among the contingent was North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister Kim Jo-yong. There was a significant photo of South Korean President Moon Jae-in meeting Kim Jo-yong. They're smiling, they look quite cordial, and there was hope that this would be the start of happier relations between the two countries. It didn't quite happen. The International Olympic Committee seems to be finding out about all of this at the same time we are, unfortunately. In a statement, the IOC says it hasn't received any official application from North Korea to be released from their obligation to take part in the Olympic Games. It added that despite repeated requests, the country's National Olympic Committee had failed to hold a telephone conference with the IOC to discuss those issues. So if it does happen, which it looks like it will, this will be the first time that North Korea has missed a Summer Olympics since 1988, when it boycotted the Seoul Games during the Cold War.
That's assuming the Games do still go ahead.
You sound full of doubt, Hamish. They insist that they will. 109 days to go with a fourth wave coming.
I hope for all of our athletes they do.
It's a bit scary.
Isabel, thank you very much
You're
indeed.
Welcome.